and welcome everyone to the Jeanette Biro podcast. I am so thrilled to have you guys here joining in as we dive into the world of expanding consciousness. I am a medium, a channeler, and this podcast is an outlet for me to share messages from the Ascended Masters to light beings to archangels and more. And especially, I love sharing the messages from other people on this planet who are exploring consciousness for themselves and willing to share their experiences so that we can all learn, because no experience is the same. So thanks for joining the show. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome everyone to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me as always. Welcome to the May Energy Update. First of all, I want to say congratulations to all of you. We have made it through the energy of April. April, even starting with the lunar eclipse in March, March 25th, April has been a lot. And the eclipse gateway was a lot. The moon, the Scorpio moon was a lot. Mercury retrograde was a lot. There has been a lot of energy really pushing each and every one of us to the depths of our hearts, for one, so very emotional, to also the full extension of our energy. Like, there's been so much energy moving around, solar flares as well. The Schumann resonance has been doing a whole bunch of dancing on its scales. Like, there has just been so much that I know of. So many people are very depleted, depleted and tired. And so I want to start first off by saying my guides came in to really share that they really know how hard each and every one of you have been working towards, they call it toiling towards your dreams and desires, working towards what you're doing to help this planet grow and ascend, and really standing strong in who you are. And they really want to give all of you a lot of credit for your willingness to keep going. Because this is a very unprecedented time on our planet of deep, swift change, but on all levels. It's not just like one or two. It's on all levels, and it's in 3D, it's in 5D, it's in our physical bodies, it's in our minds, it's in our spiritual energies. It's just everywhere, and it's polarizing. And so they're saying, way to go, keep going. You're getting there, like you're getting somewhere. And so that brings me to the six main points that they wanted me to share about this month. And so diving into the first one, they called it the trigger release. And they said this month is going to bring a lot of trigger release energy. Basically, this pent up energy or blocks, wherever you kind of felt blocked, like things were moving where you thought they were supposed to be moving, or lack of answers in certain things, or just this kind of stagnancy. May brings a lot of forward movement, especially as we move through the month. There's a lot of tangible forward momentum to really release those pent-up energetic blocks or even just alignment blocks. So if you really work to keep your energy as clear as you can, remember I talked about it before where Spirit said, like, keep your energy really clean. If you keep your energy really clean, the energetics around you now can help propel you in that kind of trigger release in movement forward. They keep showing me in my mind like a slingshot. So there's a big movement of this slingshot energy propelling you in the direction you're desiring to go, which is very cool. Now, at the same time, my second point for May is there's also this integration phase of the April revelations. So their question with that is, they're asking, who are you now? And I thought it was interesting when they brought that up because, like I said in the beginning, April brought a lot to the surface in a lot of different ways. And, you know, whether we look at political scales or economic scales or even our internal heart energy, there was a lot that came up and there's a lot for us to review and make sense of. And so we may be able to make sense of something very intellectually, but there's an integration phase for our energy to bring it all together. And I mean, in addition to that, we also have been merging different timelines, different soul fragments as well. We've been releasing soul fragments and releasing karmic cycles all through April. And so there is this energetic soul integration that has to happen. And so they said, one of the neat ways to do this is to observe the things that have changed for you since March and spend time observing them. Because again, they're asking, who are you now? Now that you've moved through all of that, who are you now? What do you know about yourself now? What are your perspectives now? How are they changing? Do you feel like they have rooted into something firm, or are they still changing form? Right? Maybe they haven't quite settled yet, but ask yourself, maybe even weekly, like, who am I today? Who am I now? And with the speed of everything that is changing, they're saying really embrace the idea of this integration and allowing yourself to really, you know, stand in the awareness of what you're all about now, because this is really a great time to integrate this new energy frequency into the actions you are taking now with this swift energy. And this brings me to my third point. And spirit for this point showed me a sword in the sand. Like, you know, when you take like a big sword and you kind of like stick it in the sand in front of you, spirit is like, as you begin to understand who you are now, put your sword in the sand, claim your worth. Claim your worth. And this is so, so incredibly true, because as we claim our worthiness of being who we are, of thinking what we think, of being here for a reason and having value in our presence, whether that's in, whether we see that through our jobs or through our families or through our community or whatever that is, claim your worth. Claim the fact that you are here on this planet, and it's not by some twisted joke. It is with purpose. And that everything that you've learned up until this point is so valuable to so many different people. Claim your worth. Put your sword in the sand. And they said the second point of that sword in the sand is that in many ways, and for some of you, this may feel more of a physical thing. Some, this may feel like a mental thing. Some may this feel like a spiritual thing. As you put your sword in the sand, you're releasing your need to fight, because you're done fighting. You kind of fought your way through the ends of the battle in April. And again, this may be a phase, but you fought your way through the ends of the battle and you finished that battle. And for many of you, you finished it and you were just like flat on the ground, but you made it. And now you're putting your sword in the sand and you're like, that's it. I am claiming my stake here. I am claiming this land, this embodiment, this understanding. This is who I am, and I will not fight anymore. I will be who I am. I will stand in my power of who I am, and I know that my frequency is one that does not need to necessarily fight on the same level. Now, I understand there are wars going on where people are actually having to take up arms. And so in this case, what I'm getting at is the claiming your worth in the ways within you. All right. So again, take that in the way that it applies to your specific journey. Now, as we claim our worth and we stand in our power and we increase our frequencies by being worthy, like really, it does change your frequency. That leads me to point number four. And Spirit said that May is also going to bring in an increase in spirit and galactic communication. So as you stand in your power, you make yourself more available for your spirit guides to come through and communicate with you. And that's a very powerful thing. And for many people, those spirit guides also include galactics. And I talked about this just recently in Cosmic Consciousness Circle about how many of us do have galactic guides. And they're bringing in more information now and communicating more, because as we claim our worth and we remember our sovereignty and we remember the power of why we're here, we then step up into that galactic level of communication. That's a powerful thing. And so more and more people are going to be having these communications, whether it is through meditation, whether it's through dream state, whether it's through conscious communication. There's so many different ways, but this increase in communication is going to be happening. Now, for others, they're going to feel an increased communication with their spirit guides, so from the realms of spirit. And sometimes those spirits can be the astral projection of our galactic guardians. They can project their astral body, and so it feels very spirit-like. But other times it is our guides in spirit, whether they're past family members and loved ones or our lifetime guides. There is an increase of communication coming in all around for great purpose, to help us understand more, to make sense of what's been going on, and also to help us in our co-creation of what we're doing now and where we're going now. Because again, May is very forward momentum with abundance energy. And an interesting thing too, May 25th, I believe Jupiter moves into a certain sign. I can't remember what it is. But the planet Jupiter moving into that, like it moves into Gemini, Jupiter moves into Gemini. I thought there was another connection to it, but with Jupiter moving into Gemini, it brings in this huge energy of abundance. And Jupiter is a big planet of abundance, of luck. Again, there's polarities to it, but the main focus is luck, movement forward, abundance, synchronistic things happening. And so this is a really beautiful thing. And this is a time where you get to really co-create even more with the universe around you and feel that flow of energy coming in. Because again, remember, those pent-up energies are being like trigger released. So then that brings me to number 5. And this one was really interesting. There is, Spirit said, a reckoning coming for the immature patriarchal frequencies on our planet. Now, when I say patriarchy, I want to be very clear. I'm not speaking men versus women. I'm talking about the old, outdated patriarchal frequencies on our planet that are kind of the base frequencies for how a lot of things are run on our planet. Let's just take like big corporate companies run on a very patriarchal system of kind of like this capitalist idea. And again, I'm generalizing here to bring this point across, though, is that things that still vibrate within that immature patriarchal frequency are going to be met with great opposition energy. And the reason for that is to break down further the frequencies that no longer fit in the ascension and growth of this planet. And so we may notice that reckoning happening for individual people, perhaps, maybe some people that have been moving through their life in very, very, narcissistic, cocky ways that harm other people may meet their opposition finally in some form. Other industries may meet their opposition in some form. So on and so forth. There is a reckoning coming in that way, and it is based on soul frequency. And so Spirit said this is helping also to clear the path and again further crumble the things that need to crumble for the new frequencies to help rebuild in the new into a more balanced frequency, a higher harmonious frequency. And so I think that's really interesting. And so then that leads me then to my final point, which is continued divine alignments. And Spirit said these continued divine alignments are able to happen because of all of these things before. Every point 1 through 5 leads to point 6, which is realignments. Continued divine alignments are really coming into play for many people. Again, whether those are divine alignments of a new location for you to be, whether you're wanting to move to be in a better alignment with your environmental frequency, whether that's business partnerships and pairings, whether it's divine soul counterparts, romantic relationships, whatever it might be, continued divine alignments are coming into play to help create these strong foundations for the new frequencies on our planet. And again, with Jupiter coming into Gemini in May, that's a beautiful, massively abundant energy frequency hitting our planet to help us with those shifts and changes. So again, we're still going to see energies of destruction around in different ways. But at the same time, if we look at it from other perspectives too, we're going to see where it can lead to growth and change and shift. And so I will leave you with all of that. And this may be something that you'll want to listen to again kind of mid-May to see how things are starting to align for you. But either way, you standing in your worth, like putting your sword in the sand, is really going to help the universe bring the things to you that you desire. It really is, because your frequency is going to be one of like kind of no BS. Your frequency is going to be one that is strong and sturdy and really emits an energy like a lighthouse or like a beacon that draws things to it. That's what your frequency does when you stand in your power. And so the universe will respond. So I will leave that with all of you. Again, thank you so much as always for joining me. I appreciate you all so very much. I hope you enjoy. Please do share, subscribe, like, or rate the podcast as always. And I will be back again next week. So have a beautiful rest of your week.